Geek Radio Daily for Monday, September 21st, 2009. All the geek. No wait, and people think it's fine? Is that how we can tie it all together?
We can do that.
I think so.
Yeah, why not?
It works for me. Good morning. Welcome to a start of a brand new week. I know I'm excited. I know my compatriot over there is very excited. Happy to be alive. That is the Bruce.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
With what? Calm your happy ass down.
I will. I will calm my happy ass down.
About to say, come on now. Don't be threatening me. You don't know if I'm real or not, even though I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Not the real thing, but an incredible simulation.
Ooh, technology.
Ooh, you're like not real.
Thank you. This date in 1621, Canada was given away by James of England to Sir Alexander Stirling, who later died bankrupt. Because that's what happens when you let Canada go.
Yeah, it's Canada.
This date in 1895, the Duryea Motor Wagon Company became the first auto manufacturer to open. The brothers built the first automobile in 1893. Didn't need a horse, which is why it was called the horseless carriage. Mm-hmm. Exactly. 1897, the envelope seal was patented by F.W. Leslie. Before that, you had to staple them closed.
Or something. I don't know if
you knew that.
The wax, yeah.
This date in 1970, ABC's NFL Monday Night Football premiered on ABC.
Life has never been the same since.
No, sir, it has not. The Cleveland Browns beat the visiting New York Jets 31-21, which was always fun. 1981, the U.S. Senate, in a 99-0 vote, confirmed Sandra Day O'Connor as the first female justice in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court, sworn in on September 25th. Aw. Much simpler and easier times.
Oh, it was a good time then.
It was. Some birthdays. You got some birthdays for us, sir?
No? I do have
a
few.
Oh, wow. You were alive enough for that. That's awesome.
Yes, I was. Let's go with the first one that I actually care about. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah?
38 years old today. He was a Carlton Banks from the French
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Damn, dude.
Wow, it's been a week.
Silver Spoons, Catch 21. Mm. You went with Fresh Prince.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Joseph Mazzello's 26. That's Tim from Jurassic Park. Huh? Think about it.
Rob Morrow from Northern Exposure.
Maggie 40. Grace. Oh, who? He's 47. Yeah. Maggie Grace is 26. I don't know if you remember her, but she was Shannon in the first season of Lost. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Who else you got? Luke Wilson, brother of Owen Wilson.
Oh, okay.
He's 38 now. Good for him.
David James Elliott. 39 years old today. He was on Jag.
Jag. He's yeah. What a Jag.
What a Jag off.
And you know it's off the air now, so Jag off.
Jag off.
Dave Coulier is 50. Uncle Joey is 50.
Yeah, wow. The mullet still is. Mullet's gone, though, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope the mullet's gone. Bill Murray, actor, comedian,
Cinderella kid out of nowhere. Oh, yeah.
59 years old.
Stephen King is 61 today. Bill Murray, Stephen King. Now, that's a collaboration we've been waiting for.
That would be
for the
really
ages.
Sick. That'd be really
like
sick.
To see it. Jerry Bruckheimer, 63, TV and movie producer. Fannie Flagg, 65. We best know her from reruns of Match Game.
Yeah.
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 Yes, indeed. JR is 78, Larry Hagman.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Henry Gibson, who we just lost last week
would have
been his birthday today. It was Chuck Jones' birthday today and H.G. Wells.
Yes,
he was. So everyone is in very, very good company this fine, fine evening as we try to turn our attention to the television pages.
Oh. See what I did there? Oh, yes. And it's finally, season premiere time.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like, yeah, what you got?
Well, let's start over there on CBS. You got all new episodes of How I Met Your Mother, the brand new show Accidentally on Purpose, Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
And CSI Miami.
Which is the origin show tonight.
Yes, it is. It's a year zero.
ABC's got Dancing with the Stars, but looky here, Castle's back for season two.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be good stuff.
That's going to be good stuff. I'm TiVoing that one.
I'm astounded that, yeah, you're right, there's new stuff.
Yes. Heroes, the two-hour season premiere is tonight on NBC, then followed by The Jay Leno Show, which is going to get redundant after about 2 or 3 weeks.
You mean it's not redundant already?
Well, us saying it is going to get redundant in about 2 or 3 weeks.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing Lethal Weapon 1, followed by Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah.
Now that's a damn fine double feature, sir.
Yes, it is. How did you miss Fox? House season premiere is tonight.
Oh.
2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it could be lupus. Sometimes it's lupus.
Sometimes, yeah.
A CMT Country Music Television show in The Longest Yard, not the Adam Sandler remake. By God, the original Burt Reynolds one. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. FX, you got the movie Click.
Sure.
Why not? Because everybody's showing actually good television.
Well, like Family Channel with Greek, in which Casey organizes an alcohol-free party. Who does that? That's dumb.
Yeah, really.
Turner Classic Movies on the Waterfront. I could have been a contender. It's instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Comedy Central, you got Jackass number 2.
Jackass Poo.
Okay. Yeah, Jackass Poo. We'll watch Boogaloo.
Anything this fine evening, sir, it's going to be on the Chiller Network because King Hothgar recruits warrior Beowulf to fight the monster Grendel. Tonight, Ben Cross and Counselor Troy star in Grendel. Okay, when did this come out? Yeah, it's a Grendel movie. Why not?
Yeah.
You got mail, baby.
We do. Hey there, Flynn Flinstress, and the new Sometimes Why. Yes, that's the vicar. Oh!
Oh, wow.
I heard someone say something very interesting about Tyler Perry today. Tyler Perry is the African-American Uwe Boll. I'm not a fan of the man's work, but I thought you guys would appreciate that little nugget of wisdom. Having a great weekend, my geeps. I know I will. Spending my Friday evening at JoCo concert, sponsored by Paul and Storm. I'm guessing he means Jonathan Colton. JoCo, for those in the know, you see.
Versus SoCo.
So until the 1st of May, shut up, is made a very special national holiday. Make mine GRD. P.S. Inc. is the best film of 2009. That's from Dave over at Screen Geeks.
Yeah, that sounds like from Dave.
Dear guys, keep up the great work. Mr. Flynn and the beautiful and sexy Flinsters. Don't know if you guys have a Costco near you, but I figured I'd let you know that for $30, not $15, you can get 7 movies from Marvel. The first 4 episodes of Fantastic Four, World's Greatest Heroes, 2 comic books, a custom-designed lobby card, and a Silver Surfer digital comic book. The movies are X-Men 1 through 3, both Fantastic Four movies, Elektra and Daredevil. So, Elektra, huh? Mm. And also, I hope you guys are interested in anyone else will be coming to a Magicon. So, until these Fantastic Marvel movies start going for the low price of $15 each...
$15, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys are the guest of honor at the Magicon Make Mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. Oh, that's sweet of you.
We'd like to be a guest of honor somewhere.
You know, I own most of those movies that I already want, and I would particularly care to not ever have the Fantastic Four flicks. Mm. And especially that Elektra one. Ooh, not good at all. So, hey, if you've got some kind of crazy on-sale deals going on that's really, really crazy cool stuff, please drop us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinstress. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Monday, of course, means you've got to check your box office results and a peek at that geekified news coming up this Monday, September 21st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
This is Larry O'Moore, a fantasy illustrator for a long time, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, September 21st, 2009. Yeah, it's a Monday. Don't want to get you down, though.
No.
It's not raining.
It's not, raining.
Not here.
No, it's not.
So if it's not raining here, it's not raining where you are, because we have that kind of magic going on just like that.
In our world.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
I don't know about huge bank, but some things definitely made some money across the land.
Yeah, they made a few bucks. A number 10 position is The Final Destination.
Oh, still a number... Wow.
Yeah, went from 5 to 10.
Okay, well, we did have like 4 movies come out, so...
Yeah, this is true. $2.3 million. It's made, what, 62
62 in 4 weeks.
That's yeah,
not too shabby not for too what was supposed film. To be a direct-to-DVD flick.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorority Row.
Yay.
Is in number 9 position.
Made Kill off sorority girls.
I love that. $2.4 million.
Wow.
2 weeks. It's been up 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone next week.
Yeah, it is.
All About Steve. It's in the 8th position. It made $3.4 million.
Yes!
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't know this movie at all.
Inglourious Basterds. because I get to say Inglourious Basterds.
I know how much you love to push the envelope by saying Inglourious.
Yes. In the seventh position, $3.6 million. It's made $109 million in 5 weeks.
Wow.
Budget of 70, not too bad. And number six position, the movie Nine.
Yes. Although it should be doing better.
It should be. $5.4 million. Made $22 million so far in 2 weeks. It should make its budget back.
Get ready for the new movie review. Number five, Jennifer's Body, opens in fifth, making $6.8 million over the weekend. But, it only cost $16 million. It's going to be fine.
It's gonna
be on. Love Happens, the Jennifer Aniston, Gerard Butler thing, making $8.4 million. Number three, last week's number one, Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself, making $10 million, but dropping 57.1% in viewership. Yeah. Number two is The Informant, making $10.5 million. And out of nowhere, the number one movie in America is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, making $30 million. That's got a budget of $100 million.
I saw that. I'm like, are you kidding?
I had no idea that 3D was really that expensive.
It shouldn't be.
Blows my mind.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So we've talked recently about the lawsuit filed by the Jerry Siegel estate to reclaim ownership of Superman. And the courts have agreed that there is something there, so they're going to have to go back and figure out some money.
Yeah.
So now the Kirby estate is suing Marvel, Disney, Sony, Universal, 20th Century Fox, Paramount, and others to reclaim ownership of characters like the Fantastic Four, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and the X-Men. Because Kirby was behind a good chunk of all of that.
Yes, he was.
With Marvel's big movie slate planned? Oh, I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Someone's about to make some bank there.
Someone's going to make some bank, and they're going to have to write that check quick, because otherwise you'll get tangled up in legal issues, the likes of which Fox never dreamed of.
Yeah. Johnny Depp has suddenly lost interest in doing Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tales.
Hey, welcome to how the rest of us feel, Johnny.
The change in heart has something to do with the departure of the longtime Disney chairman, Dick Cook, who left the company on Friday.
Don't take Depp's dick.
Ooh.
Keep going.
All right. Some outlets are reporting that Cook was fired, which might have something to do with Depp's displeasure with Disney, since Depp and Cook were very close. Depp told the LA Times that Cook stood by him when other Disney's executives didn't like the idea of Depp playing the offbeat Jack Sparrow in the Pirates films.
Okay.
And he described Cook as the sweetest man on the planet and such a gent.
It did come as quite a surprise that he was let go. I mean, the industry was all like, wah, wah, wah.
All right. Depp added that he had a deal in place with the next Pirates flicks, but now it's going to depend heavily on the script. Now that his enthusiasm has dropped.
Yeah. You know, once you get rid of my friends, then I want to see a quality script.
Yeah,
way
really.
Way to go, Johnny. The head of the FCC plans to propose new rules that will prohibit internet service providers from interfering with free flow of information in certain applications over the networks, which means the FCC is proposing to endorse net neutrality. What? The FCC doing something that's awesome?
They'll screw it up somehow.
If you remember when back when it was candidate Barack Obama, during the presidential campaign, he said that we should be supporting internet neutrality, and apparently now that he's there and he's got some friends, well, healthcare, you people are watching that, you're going to your tea parties and stuff, we're going to get net neutrality slipped through. Yes, we are, baby. Make it happen.
Last night was the Emmys. Somebody watched all of it. I did. They did a little bit of something different. They grouped all the genres together. They would comedy, reality, movie, series, blah, 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 blah. Neil Patrick Harris did a very interesting thing. He introduced almost everybody by embarrassing them with old roles.
Oh, okay.
Like old roles that they did way back in the day.
Okay.
You remember this person from Slaughterhouse, whatever. You know, Dr. Horrible did break into the Emmy broadcast when the accounting firm was describing how the votes were counted.
Right.
The entire cast was part of the bit.
Nice.
Dr. Horrible did actually win an Emmy.
Sweet.
Yes. He won an Emmy for, apparently the computer liked it too.
Yeah, the computer woo!
Special class live action short format entertainment.
Yeah, I love those. I
love that category.
Every year.
Yeah.
I'm always
there
reading.
Are a couple other geeky people that did win. Michael Emerson lost on an island. Best supporting actor in a drama.
Nice.
Okay. Kristen Chenoweth for Pushing Daisies.
Oh, for such
comedy
a good
supporting
show.
Actress, yes.
Right.
Supporting actor in a comedy, John Cryer for Two and a Half Men. Best variety series was Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Best comedy was 30 Rock. And best drama was Mad Men.
Aw. Well, you want some drama? Well, it looks like that Palm's looking to Microsoft and saying, hey, it's not you, it's me.
Aww.
Palm and Microsoft are going to be breaking up. Quote, due to the importance of WebOS to our overall strategy, we've made the decision to dedicate all future development resources to the evolution of WebOS, which means that going forward, our roadmap will include only Palm WebOS-based devices. Now, I don't know if you ever carried around a PDA, sir,
yes,
but back
once
in the day, uh-huh, oh, it was huge because, you know, Palm really had the market on it with the Palm operating system.
Yes.
And then all these crazy little miniature Windows machines would come out. Then Palm decided, okay, well, maybe we got to jump on that bandwagon because people are kicking our ass. But it turns out, no, once you bring Windows into the equation, it kind of sucks. So Palm is focused on launching more products with more carriers. For this reason, we continue to enhance our software platform with regular over-the-air updates that are putting significant resources toward creating a compelling third-party application offering, which, okay, is just a nice way of going, yeah, it's not me, it is you, but I'm trying to be nice because your OS does kind of suck. Welcome to Truth on Mondays. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Check us out on iTunes. Write a review. Subscribe. Do the instant jig with your mom in a parade. You'll remember that.
What?
You'll remember. Life would be different. And send us a note to podcast Billy Finn, Vic of the Bruce and Flinchers at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Oh my God, it's Tom Jones. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm your guardian angel.
No offense, Tom, but I always thought my guardian angel would be black.
Why, you Otis Redding.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you came. I've been so unhappy.
I know. Break it down to me.
Huh?
Tell me what's wrong.
Well, it's kind of hard to put into words. I know.